With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. College football playoff quarterfinal in New Orleans. The Sugar Bowl postponed one day after today's deadly incident. The game between Georgia and Notre Dame pushed back until tomorrow night. Police say a person who drove that pickup truck at a very high rate of speed into a crowd in New Orleans on Bourbon Street was trying to create carnage. While a motive of the attack that killed 10 people has still not been revealed, the FBI investigating as an act of terrorism. The Bureau says the driver was a U.S. citizen from Texas and that he was killed in a shootout with police. And late reports indicate there may have been at least three other people that has not been confirmed as yet that may have been working with him. Meanwhile, the president is speaking out.
I've spoken to every member of the agency from the CIA to our national security team. To our FBI, NSC, and we're gathering all the ammo. I spent a lot of time with the government, with the mayor.
Authorities say a person has died, seven more injured when a truck caught fire and exploded outside the lobby of Donald Trump's hotel in Las Vegas. A Clark County spokesman says the fire in the hotel's valet area. Also at SRNnews.com, we have lost another World War II hero.
A Navy medic who helped pull injured sailors from the oily waters of Pearl Harbor after the 1941 Japanese attack on the naval base has died at the age of 103. Harry Chandler died at a senior living center in Tequesta, Florida on Monday. Chandler was a hospital corpsman, third class, when waves of Japanese fighter planes dropped bombs and fired machine guns on battleships in the harbor. He first thought the aircraft were American planes flying from the U.S. mainland until they started releasing munitions. John Scott reporting.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. Plateau State Youth Council urging the government to deploy the military. That in an effort to stop Muslim terrorist groups from murdering Christians. Thousands more, I believe their homes have been gone now for the last two decades with no end in sight. The Youth Council says, how long shall this carnage continue? It goes on to say that enough is simply enough, and they have had it and want something done. Two people have died, another 20 injured in a New Year's Eve fireworks explosion in Hawaii. Now, that incident in a neighborhood near Honolulu's International Airport, also a joint U.S. Air Force and Naval base not far away from there. Honolulu Fire Department investigating the cause of that blast, saying there are really no details yet on just how it occurred. This is SRN News. It's going to cost you if you're driving into the Big Apple. Keith Peters reports.
New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. Keith Peters reporting.
And recapping now our top story, the latest from New Orleans. 10 people dead. Dozens have been hurt when they're now saying a terrorist drove at a high rate of speed into a large group of people. And tonight's football game between Notre Dame and Georgia Tech postponed until tomorrow night in New Orleans. More details, SRNnews.com.